Okay, yesterday someone sent me a screenshot of a sign that was in a VOD of the Five Towns store, and the sign that was hanging right over the sink said, "All employees are asked to wash hands upon entering the store using the ritual procedure. The ritual procedure is to wash the right hand first and then the left hand and repeat three times." So the person sent me this screenshot and said, what is going on? Why is this at all necessary that all of these non-Jewish workers that are working in these stores have to wash their hands in the ritual procedure three times before touching food? So I want to explain why I believe that that sign is the correct thing to do, and I think every posek on earth says that that sign is the correct thing to do, provided that you have some Jewish workers. The issue comes, it's really four separate issues. Is there a problem touching food if you haven't done it Tilas Yadayim in the morning? If there is a problem, would that make the food problematic to eat? Does it also the food? Third, is there any way to fix food that has this problem of the food having been touched, assuming that there's some problem with it? And fourth, does it apply to non-Jews as well? So let's take the issue at its source. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Ches, going to the Daf Kuf Test, that says, Yad Legigis Tikatzeitz, that if the hand touches the beer barrel before it has been washed, then the hand should be cut off. Not literally speaking in terms of that's the halacha, like, oh no, I touch food, what should happen now? And we say, oh, just come here and just chop it right off. Not that that's the halacha, but we're saying, Rashi says, it means that it's better to have that hand cut off because there's a ruach ra'a on the hands, and that would be a very terrible thing if that ruach ra'a was transferred to the food. Similarly, but not exactly the same, there's a Gemara in Yuma Daf Ayin Zayin that tells us, Madicha isha yada achas b'mayim v'nosenes pas latinok v'enochosheshes. And if a woman washes her hand, she can then give bread to a child, and she doesn't have to worry that she's giving something unhealthy to the child. And Rashi explains that there's a ruach ra'a on a bread that's touched by hands that did not have Netilas Yadayim. Now, Tosfos over there happens to understand that we're speaking about a woman who already washed in the morning, and there's some other concern of a different type of ruach ra, a very specific type of ruach ra that specifically applies to bread and maybe doesn't apply to other things. But be that as it may, you still have the Gemara in Shabbos, where the Gemara assumes that when it comes to touching the beer barrel, that you're going to have this issue of ruach ra. So it seems that there is at least a possibility of a concern over here. La halacha the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Siman Dalet Se'if Hey, lo yiga bagigis sheichar shemishmush hayad mafsid sheichar. Person should not touch the beer barrel because the touching of the hand will destroy it. And the Mishnah Berurah writes on the spot, Ma'od yesh lizar. Ma'od, he says, a person should be very careful, shalod liga oz b'shamachal, that before one washes Netilas Yadayim, not to touch any food. We don't touch food before we do Netilas Yadayim. Great, so now we know that that's the halacha. A person is not supposed to touch food without doing Netilas Yadayim. Does it ruin the food if you do touch it without Netilas Yadayim? So the Bir Halacha on the spot in Siman Dalet, Medibur Maschal, Yuga Begigis, says that according to the Bach, the Taz, and the Gra, it can have a negative impact on the people who eat the food or drink that drink. And he says, "L'divrayim pashut da'afilu b'diyeved yesh lizar ma'od milishtos ha'sheikh razeh." That according to this group of poskim, one should be very careful and not drink this stuff that has been touched by somebody who has not done it to the Siddayim. However, the Mishnah Berurah himself, in the Mishnah Berurah, writes that if someone actually touched the food before Netilas Yadayim, ein la'asar hamachal al yedei zeh. We're not going to forbid the food on account of that. And Abir Alachi explains that the Chayei Adam holds that it's only eaten by beer, that the Gemara specifically said that legigis, yad legigis, if you touch the beer barrel, but maybe it's not eaten by other food. Maybe other food would not be ruined b'di'evet. And in fact, the Aruch HaShulchan in Simad Al Sivtesvav also says that other food would remain kosher, even though you're not supposed to touch other food before Netil Sedayim. Okay, so let's assume, though, that it has some sort of negative impact on the food. Is there any way to remove that impact? So Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Malbim, the Sefer Arzus HaChaim, to wash off the food three times. Okay, that's great if the food is an apple. You could wash it off three times. If the food is a slice of bread, washing it off three times may not be so appetizing. So you don't have that option available. Now, are there any reasons to be particularly strict in this area? There is a comment in the Maaser Rav, Os Chaf Hei, where it tells a story that one time at the Vilna Gaon's Purim Suda, there was a basket of Mishloach Manos that was sitting on the table. Someone had brought over a basket full of fruit, and one of the people at the Suda dozed off at the table, probably fulfilling the Shita Sarama of drinking to the point where he just then drinking a little more Meher Gelo, taking a little bit of a nap, and therefore arriving at the stage of Adelo Yada. He dozed off, and while he was dozing, his hand hit the outside of the fruit basket. And the Gra immediately said, take all of the fruit, chop it up into tiny pieces, and throw it in the toilet. Not even throw it in the garbage, because someone might find it, someone might eat it, not even give it to a guy, the guy might sell it to a Jew. The Gra apparently was extremely careful about this. Similarly, in Tshuvas VaHanhagos, the very first tshuva in all of Tshuvas VaHanhagos, Chelek Aleph, Simen Aleph, Rav Sternbach discusses this, and he says, Uvda Yadana, I could tell you a story of Hagon VaTzadik Rabbi Mordechai Pargamansky. Someone, I'm sure, will email me and tell me who that is, but the Gon and Tzadik, or Google it or something, Rabbi Mordechai Pargamansky Zatzal, Shehik bin Ma'od Olechol Lechem Shemachru Eitzel Chavshim Mipre Shenogin Boblinatila. He wouldn't shop at a store that was run by Chilonim because he was concerned that they were touching the food without doing a proper Netilas Yadayim, and he wouldn't eat such food. And not only that, he said, even though he was typically very machmir about the issue of Pas Akum, he would sooner eat Pas Akum than he would eat food that was touched by someone who didn't do Netilas Yadayim, because he thought that eating food that was touched by someone who didn't do Netilas Yadayim was going to lavia lidei chet, was going to cause him to sin. So you certainly see that stream of machmirim. The Bahag in Hilchas Yom Kippurim says that it's a sakana on the food, and therefore you can imagine one would want to be machmir. What are the reasons to be makel, though? So there are several reasons to be makel. First of all, the Malbim Miyartso Sachaim Simen Dalid says that there are many that hold that nowadays there's no longer ruach ra'a as commonly found as it used to be. For example, you have such comments to different degrees by the Yamshel Shlomo Masechus Chulin, by the Rambam, by Damasik Eliezer, all in different contexts and in different degrees, but certainly that the level of concern over Ruach Ra may not be what it is, may not be today what it once was. Furthermore, the Gemara never uses the term sakana. Therefore, we don't have to apply the rule. Normally, when you deal with sakana, we have a principle, chamira sakanta meisura. We have to be more strict about sakana than we do about isur and hetu. So it could be by a din, by a halacha, by isur and hetu, you'll say, svek sveka, so we could be mekel. By sakana, you wouldn't say that. But the Gemara never uses the term sakana, so maybe if we have enough snifim lahakel, we can be makel. A third tzad lekula is that we're not so sure the workers haven't washed their hands in the morning. Do we know that for sure? It's a safek, we don't necessarily know. Fourth, there's a chazaka on the food that the food was okay, that the food was kosher. So if you take the chazaka on the food, provided, of course, that they didn't make the food, meaning if it's just a matter of selling items that they have in their store, but those items are ordered from somewhere else and they didn't make the food, so the food has a chazaka. Furthermore, the Tzitz Eliezer quotes those who are makel with any type of washing, even if not three times, that the Ruach Ra might be removed with any washing, even with not a kli. And almost everybody washes their hands in the morning in some way. It's hard to imagine that that the workers don't wash their hands in some way or another. In fact, Rav Sternbach in that very tshuva quotes Poskim that the Ruach Ra is removed even without a kli, as long as the water changes, as long as your three spurts of water hit your hand. And it says you just keep your hand under the faucet for a few seconds, it's not the same water that's being recycled around onto your hands. It's new water every instant. So it could be that that removes the Ruach Ra. And another sniff lahakel, Rav Shlomo Zalman in Halicha Shlomo Perchaf, Archos Halacha Ha'ara number 49, in the footnote number 49, he quotes the following wild idea. He says that Bisha'a Shenisrav Ger HaTzedek HaKadosh Avram Ben Avram Al Kedushas Hashem B'Yom Beis Shel Chag HaShavuos Shnat Tav Kuf Tes. Google it, unbelievable story of the Ger HaTzedek, Avram Ben Avram, who was killed, who was burned at the stake in the year Tav Kuf Tes on the second day of Shavuos, at that time when he was wrongfully executed, Baka shal heves esh mima'ara samachpela, a flame came bursting forth from Ma'ara Samachpela, Vasitra Achra Ivda Mikocha, and the Sitra Achra, I don't know if there's a good English translation for that, the forces of Tuma lost a little bit of their Kalach, Uba'osa Sha'a Nechlesha Tumas Yadayim Shal Shachris. And with that, the Tumas Yadayim of Shachris was lost a little. So in Halich Hashem, it says, they asked for Shem Zom, oh, so we can rely on that? He said, no, I don't think you can rely on that. But, you know, just another thing to keep in the back of your mind. Shem Zom said, you know, we still have to do what it says in Shulchan Aruch and Poskim. So these are the reasons to perhaps be Mekel, at least B'dieved. I mean, since so many Poskim anyway are Mekel B'dieved, so I think that's why we'd be Mekel B'dieved. Now, is buying food considered to be a B'dieved in the Chachila? Who told you to buy the food? It's one thing if I already have the food and it's been touched by somebody, so fine, then it's a B'dieved situation. But if I'm going to now go and buy the food that there's a question on, so is that a L'chadchila situation? Normally we would assume that would be considered a L'chadchila situation, not a B'dieved situation. However, the Tzitz Eliezer, and this Tzitz Eliezer I believe is in Chelek Yud Gimel, Simen Beis, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure though, I forgot to write it down. Tzitz Eliezer quotes from a Tshuvas Be'er Chayim Mordechai, who I never heard of, Chelek Beis Simen Dalid, that when the entire issue is only a Safek, then buying the food might be considered a b'dieved. So, and all of this only applies to Jews. Rav Vadia writes in his Shuv on the topic in Chelek Dalet, Yabia Omer, or Chaim Simen Aleph, that with many, many rayas, Kedarko B'Kodesh, that this whole thing only applies to Jews, does not apply to non-Jews. So if all of the workers are non-Jews, we would not hang signs asking them to ritually wash their hands. But Allah l'maisa, assuming you have Jewish workers who are not religious and may not have washed their hands in the morning, what do we do? So the Tzitz Eliezer writes in that tshuva, after writing a whole tshuva about how it's mutter to shop at such stores and how b'dieved it's really kosher and you don't have to worry about it, at the end of the tshuva though he writes, Barur hadavar, shamosad lo tov oseh b'yamav, that the store that allows their workers to work there without washing their hands is doing something not nice to the Jewish people. Lahachnis mematbeach polim keela, to allow such workers in the kitchen, va'alav lahasnos itam mefurash shelefnei knisasam lematbeach aleim litol yadayim gimel pa'amim. The store's responsibility is to make a deal with the workers, a condition with the workers that they should wash their hands three times before they go into the kitchen. Kadin ula hashkiach al zeh, and they should pay attention to that to make sure it happens. V'meinenu osakein azay hayirei l'dvar Hashem alav l'srachik milachol me'amachalim. He says, and if they refuse to do that, if a store doesn't have such practices in place, so hayirei Hashem should stay away from such a store. But avalimchos bedavar lahachriz iser, but to go around saying that that food is not kosher and no one's allowed to shop at that store and making a big deal about it, he says, no, I ain't makom l'zeh, that I wouldn't go that far. Someone wants to be samech, but that's called b'dieved, and buy from that food, that's fine. But a machmir yachmir la'atzmo, someone wants to be machmir, let him be machmir for himself. But as a matter l'chadchila of what the store's policies should be, Tzitz Eliezer is abundantly clear that that should absolutely be the policy. And similarly, Rav Shlomo Zalman and Elicha Shlomo, Perchaf in the Dvar Halacha section of Elicha Shlomo Oschafei, writes, Va'ozrot va'metaplot bebatim, yesh litol shemestama rachzu yideim beboker. People who help out in your house, a housekeeper, you can assume that they wash their hands. Avon mikol makom, ra'oy levaksham bitvuna ubederech kavod, litol yideim kedin. That with a little bit of sensitivity, a boss should ask and make sure that they wash their hands properly. He says that you can't always be careful about this, but to the extent that we can, we should try to be careful about this. So is this another crazy vad chumra that we require, that we put such a sign? This is what all the poskim say. Rav Vadia Seif says, Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, they all say, if you can ask, and you can ask them to do it, and it's not a big deal to wash their hands, that it is certainly our responsibility, you know, the responsibility of the store owners, and the responsibility of the vadakashus, to make sure that they are doing so. Elamai, if they don't, then there's what to be samechan, and we are still permitted to eat the food.